Fractal Bitcoin. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right into it. And here's the current Bitcoin price, 63,812. Yeah, and we're right at this level, this yellow line, horizontal yellow line, 63,588. That is from a level from history, and we seem to be holding that. So if we hold it, we might continue up. If we break through it, we're going to come back down and test this other yellow horizontal line down at 60,800. But yeah, we're basically going sideways since, look at this, February 28th, February 29th, sideways, but it's okay. We're in the bull run. It's going to unfold. It'll take time. Let's move on, because 13 years ago today, Satoshi Nakamoto made one of his greatest contributions to Bitcoin. He went MIA. Yeah, missing in action. He disappeared. There he is, disappearing. Yep, gone. And Michael Saylor tweeted, Satoshi created a way, gave it away, and walked away. That's pretty cool, right? There's something, well, it's mysterious, it's legendary, you know, anyway, all right, let's move on. Yeah, so let's get into the big news of the day, which is part of it, is the FBI. This was actually yesterday. The FBI warns Americans against using non-KYC Bitcoin and crypto money transmitting services. So they're calling them money transmitting services. Yeah, and so, by the way, KYC is know your customer. KYC is when you have to give your, you know, your name and your email and some, you know, driver's license and sometimes your social security number. You have to give that to these exchanges so they know who you are, so they know their customer. And then when you buy any crypto or Bitcoin, they know you bought Bitcoin, right? But there are some exchanges and apps that are non-KYC. So you don't have to give your name. You don't have to give anything. You can just buy Bitcoin and it's just open and free the way it should be. But the FBI is warning against this. And this is an article from No BS Bitcoin. I will link to this. This has a lot more details about what this public service announcement was from the FBI. But holy moly, recent announcements from U.S. authorities cast a doubt on whether self-custodial wallet providers, Lightning service providers, or even Lightning nodes could be considered money services businesses and be regulated as such. So yeah, this opens up the whole can of worms here. If the government is going to say, and they probably will, they're going to say that everything is money transmitting, everything has to be regulated, everybody has to, you know, everything, right? They're going to do their whole thing. That's what they're going to do. And none of us Bitcoiners want this because we don't want money and state involved with each other. They should be two separate things, money, state. They should have nothing to do with each other. And Bitcoin is great because it's sound money, has nothing to do with the state. So it's beautiful. It's the solution. But yeah, and so because of all this, this is one thing that happened. Phoenix Wallet has posted that on May 3rd, 2024, Phoenix Wallet will be removed from the U.S. app stores. And they tell users from the U.S. should empty their wallet, go to settings, close their channels, and also drain their wallet. And they highly recommend not force closing channels as on-chain fees could be significant. Yeah, so when you're closing Lightning channels, you got to be careful. I've never done it, but I know, you know, people have open channels, closed channels, and they lose a lot of sats from it because of fees and whatever else. So just be careful. But this is just, it's kind of tragic, right? Where a wallet, a perfectly good wallet, has to shut down because the U.S. government's going to come after them. It's terrible. Yeah, they're shutting down. And Dylan LeClaire here says, software is free speech. Bitcoin is free speech. Yeah, it's time to take a stand. If not now, when? And this is real. And this doesn't seem like a big deal. This doesn't seem like a big deal today. But as time moves forward, and the governments come out with their CBDCs and everything's tracked and they start shutting off your wallet and preventing you from buying things that you want to buy When they start doing that, then you're going to wish that we all fought a little harder for Bitcoin. Yeah, I don't look forward to any of this. Yeah, Alex Gladstein says, this is a disaster. Phoenix advertises itself as the Bitcoin wallet from the future, and it's true. The U.S. government is chasing technological innovation out. A sad, sad day to be an American. It really is. It really is. But here's Zeus Wallet. They came out with a statement. It's a different company, different wallet. It says, we believe that Zeus is following the letter of the law right now. If the law changes or any judgments are made, we will make adjustments accordingly. If Zeus falls, all other Lightning Node operators are next. If Lightning Node operators fall, self-custody is next. This is the hill to die on, self-custody. If you don't agree, you are never in Bitcoin for the right reasons. So get behind us or go home. Future generations are watching and depending on us. Always forward, EK, who's Evan Kaloudis. Yeah, he's the founder of Zeus. So that's Evan. Yeah. I mean, we got to stand up for this. And, you know, we're going to have to fight. But let's fight. Let's fight it out because we have to. The alternative to not fighting this out is just to be subjugated individuals and with zero sovereignty and zero freedoms and liberties. That's what's at stake. And I'm not exaggerating. And here's Mechanic, who is the chief boiling officer at Ocean Mining. He throws in here, please remember, everyone's hero, Elon Musk, specifically tried to push the narrative that running a Lightning node makes you a money services business. Okay, so Mechanic just pointing out a fact of history about Elon Musk. So yeah, I mean, running a Lightning node should not, it's not a money services business. And why is the government involved in this at all? I mean, we know why, because they're a corrupt cartel. So scary. All right, well, if you're not subscribed, please consider it. And let's get into some fiat and government nonsense for context, because Bitcoin solves these issues. All right, just in, your favorite senator, Elizabeth Warren, writes letter to the DOJ claiming cryptocurrency is the payment of choice for child abuse materials. And this is just, okay, what does she do this like every 3 weeks, I think? She files another something? It's garbage. This is so dumb. This is, yes, crypto is used for that, but by far the U.S. dollar is the most corrupt currency. The U.S. dollar is what is mostly used for all corrupt activities everywhere all the time. So trying to pin it on crypto or Bitcoin, forget about it. But it's just dumb. It's just dumb. It's just politicians. It's a power grab. This is the fight we're going to have to fight. So let's fight. Let's do it. And here's from Joe Kerr. He posts this really good meme of Elizabeth Warren talking to herself in the mirror in the bathroom. You are not just a tool pushing the agenda of the big bankers. Trying to convince herself that she's not just a tool pushing the agenda of the big banks. Yeah, and here's Lynn Alden. I like this post. When countries enter fiscal dominance, they almost invariably turn up the capital controls. Commerce is intrinsically peer-to-peer, but many of those in power want all payments to go through centralized, permissioned, surveilled, approved corporate/government gateways. And so, yeah, this is what the government wants. They want control of everything, and they want you to have no freedoms and liberties, and this is dangerous. Crypto T says, the FBI calls crypto money so they can arrest you for money laundering. The IRS calls it property so they can tax you on capital gains. The SEC calls it a security so they can sue every exchange. The CFTC calls it a commodity so you can't use it as a currency. No one can make up their mind. It's just that every branch of government knows that it's bad and they're gonna attack you and take away your freedoms and liberties in their own unique way. And they all do it in a different unique way. It's complete ridiculous corruption. This is all garbage. We need to not allow this. And here's the cycle. I wake up, there's a new infringement on my freedom. Then I wake up, there's a new infringement on my freedom. Then I go to sleep, then I wake up. It's a circle. This is what life is these days. We can't let this happen, guys. Here's news. For the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30. And this is from Scott Galloway on MSNBC. Fiat steals future generations' wealth. Hashtag Bitcoin. So yeah, you could see here, look at this, the percentage of children earning more than their parents in the 40s. It was like 80 or 90%. In the 50s, it was like 70%. 60s was like 60%. And now today, we are, these numbers are weird on the bottom here, but apparently we're down under 50%. So that means, oh, how awful is that? I really feel for the younger generations, you know, growing up, and they like, the possibility of owning a home, and everything financially is so much harder. And it's because these corrupt cartel that call themselves government, they're just literally sucking the value and sucking the money out of everybody. It's horrendous. So Freddie New has a good post here. This week may feel very, very dark for Bitcoin and for those who believe that all people everywhere should be able to transact freely with each other as one of their most basic freedoms. But know that this fight was always coming, and we would not be facing it right now if our cause was not just. And we would not be in this fight if we had not finally become significant enough for those who oppose freedom in all its forms, for those whose only wish is to monitor, surveil, and control, to take notice. I'll have more to say on this and on what steps we might be able to take to continue transacting freely, peer-to-peer, without fear or favor. But right now, please just hold on to that consideration. You are not alone. Your aims and goals are just, and we are legion. So yeah, we, as Bitcoiners, we have to hold the line. We have to uphold this. So thanks to Freddie New for that message. Here's Max Kaiser. Love this guy. He says, Bitcoin is separating money from state in real time, and the state is dying. They'll lash out and try everything to stop their collapse, but it's over for the state. And I agree with this. I love when Max says this. He said it before. It's over. The U.S. dollar is done. It's just going to take time for it to completely go down and become worthless. And Bitcoin is here to stay, and it's slowly rising up, and no one can stop it. It's beautiful, and it's going to separate money from state, which is the whole problem. The reason the corrupt cartel that we call government can do what they do is because they can print money. That's almost the only reason. But if they can't print, you know, when the day comes on a Bitcoin standard and they can't print money, they can't do all this corruption they're doing. They just can't. So yeah, here's Andreas Antonopoulos with a message for us.
If your government is worried about their own citizens controlling their money, the most important question you have to ask is, what the hell is wrong with my government? Not what the hell is wrong with Bitcoin.
That's right. Everybody looks and thinks, oh, it's, you know, everyone's discussing whether Bitcoin is good or not good or a scam or should whatever. But most people are missing this fact. If our government doesn't want us to have Bitcoin or doesn't want us to be free, then that's the big problem. What the hell's wrong with our government? That's the question. Thank you, Andreas, for saying that. And Bitcoin 2024, this is a big event in Nashville on July 25th to the 27th. There's a bunch of cool speakers. There's a bunch more that just got announced. So I don't know. A lot of heavy hitters, even more. Like there's so many speakers at this event. So I'm looking forward to it this summer in Nashville. And just to finish on Clown World here, just to let you know, because we live in Clown World now, the UN climate chief has said that there are 2 years left to save the planet. Per Reuters. Oh my God. They've been saying this for literally at least 50 years, at least since I was born in the early 70s. Every 5 years, 10 years, you know, the acid rain. There's been so many different ways the government is trying to scare us with climate change. It's just continuing now. It's just dumb. And don't forget, another day in Clown Planet, because the New York Post posted, breeding cows that fart less could help curb global warming, a new study. Yeah, effing clown world, all right? Well, this is not clown world. Fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the top here. Join our locals community. Come over here and hang out with us on locals. This is our community where we can say anything we want. We don't have to worry about getting kicked off of any platforms, but that's it for today's video. I really appreciate you watching. If you want to subscribe to the channel, please do, and follow the channel and like the video. But yeah, all right, well, have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back Monday with another Bitcoin news video. So really enjoy your weekend and enjoy your life. You know, on this show, I cover all kinds of good things like Bitcoin and all kinds of crazy things like all the fiat and government nonsense. But at the end of the day, always remember, we are human beings living on this spherical planet in the middle of this ocean of space, and we're having this experience being alive as humans. So make the most of it. Explore yourself, your deeper self, and ground yourself, and also enjoy. Enjoy it. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to enjoy it. So, all right, have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Bye.